Well, heavy lake effect snow continues to fall around parts of the North Country. Another 2, maybe 3 feet is possible in some spots by the end of the day tomorrow. Around central New York, frigid temperatures and dangerously cold wind chills have caused most schools around the region to close or delay. And with a lot of kids either having the day off or waiting outside for the bus, health officials are urging people to make sure they're covered up if they're going to be outside today. WRVO's Ellen Abbott has more.
It's all pretty much common sense stuff, says Onondaga County Health Department Medical Director Kwok Nguyen. Make sure you're bundled up when you go outside, especially your head and hands.
There's almost no way to cover your face and be safe, and you have to look around, so it's exposed. And also, our head is rather large, so we lose a lot of heat through our head. So make sure you cover your head and your fingers, of course, because they're thin and they don't have much a mass in it, so they lose heat rapidly.
Nguyen says frostbite can attack unprotected areas of the body in less than an hour in the kinds of conditions we're experiencing. The other thing he notes is that the flu virus loves cold temperatures, and that, along with people staying inside, means it's easier to spread. Already this year, Nguyen says the rate of flu cases is higher than the same time last year, which was considered a bad one for the virus. According to department statistics, 228 cases were reported in Onondaga County the week ending January 27th. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.